what we believe. The sealing ordinance links families eternally. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. While on earth, we can make sacred covenants, promises, with God in the holy temple through priesthood authority. Among these covenants is the opportunity for husbands and wives to be sealed, married for eternity, and their children to be sealed to them. This means that if we keep our covenants with the Lord and each other, death cannot permanently separate us. This sealing ordinance is an essential part of our Heavenly Father's plan for us to live with Him eternally. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 9 and 10, section 132, verse 19. Once we have made temple covenants for ourselves, we can gather our family history and perform temple ordinances for our deceased ancestors. This makes temple covenants available to them. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 29 through 37. The priesthood power to seal families was prophesied anciently. See Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. And in modern times, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 2. Both prophecies revealed that the prophet Elijah shall plant in the hearts of the children the promises made to the fathers, and the hearts of the children shall turn to their fathers. Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, verse 2. Elijah's promised return was fulfilled on April 3, 1836, in the newly dedicated Kirtland Temple in Ohio, USA, when Elijah, among others, appeared and gave his priesthood keys to the prophet Joseph Smith. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 13 through 15. Currently, there are 134 temples in operation throughout the world, where worthy Latter-day Saints can make covenants with God and be sealed as families for eternity. They can return to serve as proxies for their deceased ancestors, thus fulfilling the prophecy that the hearts of the children will be turned to the fathers. We must receive certain covenants and ordinances in order to return to live with our Heavenly Father. 1. We are baptized and confirmed. See Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, John chapter 3, verse 5, 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 5 through 18. 2. Men receive the Aaronic priesthood and later the Melchizedek priesthood. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 11. 3. In the temple, we make additional covenants associated with the endowment. 4. Husbands and wives are sealed, married, in the temple for time and all eternity. 5. Children born to a sealed couple are born in the covenant. Children who are not born in the covenant may be sealed to their parents. 6. We then prepare the names of our ancestors for temple work and perform necessary ordinances for them in the temple. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29, Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 15 and 16, verse 24. For more information, see Gospel Principles, 2009, pages 207 through 211. True to the Faith, 2004, page 44, pages 61 through 64, pages 97 through 101, pages 170 through 74, and Being Worthy to Enter the Temple, Liahona, August 2010, pages 12 and 13, Ensign, August 2010, pages 8 and 9. End of the article. The Sealing Ordinance Links Families Eternally.